welcome to the next episode of the Red, White, and Country podcast. Today I have on the phone with me Matt Lang from Quebec. Hi, Matt.
Hi. How's it going?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for being brave and taking a shot on the podcast with me today.
Yeah, it's really cool. Thank you.
So, first off, I want to start by congratulating you on winning the Sirius Top of the Country contest this year. Congratulations. So amazing.
I'm so happy about that. It's like, I was really surprised because it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not my first language and I'm still like learning right now. So, it's really fun.
So, how did that all happen for you? I know that you're, you know, kind of bringing Nashville to Quebec right now, and you've made a huge burst out onto the scene. And so how did this all happen for you?
Well, everything, like, everything is fast for me right now, because the first time I was in Nashville with Danny Chappelle from the Emerson Drive Band, I don't speak any English at all, so it was really tough for me. But right now, I'm learning, and I'm like, it's really fun because all, like, the English people are really nice with me, like, really fun. So it's really cool, and I am, in a big tour right now in Quebec, and I'm going to release my second album in the fall.
I know, but we need to talk about those shoes that you wore at the CCMAs. Okay. Yeah. Were you and Andrew Hyatt in some kind of who's wearing the most badass shoes tonight? Because you guys both had crazy awesome shoes that night.
Yeah, it was really fun. And you know what? I was really nervous because it was my first time at the CCMA, first time at in Calgary too. So it was really fun. And I meet that guy, and he's such a good person. So it's really nice for Andrew and me.
Yeah, and you guys clearly have the same sense of style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, you have a new EP coming out. The first song that kind of came off of it was Water Down the Whiskey, which is a phenomenal song.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that song and about how this album is coming along for you?
Well, the first time I heard that song, it was like, you know, in my life, I like straight things. Like, when I drink my whiskey, I don't put some adhesion in my whiskey. So, I like straight things, true things, and I'm like that in my life. So, the first time I hear that song, it's just like, oh my God, it's really nice. So, I have to record that song and sing that song for my fans and for the radio station, too.
Yeah, so you just like things plain and simple, and so why not keep your whiskey the same way?
That's it.
So how have things been since you've won the contest? So now you're on a big tour right now in Quebec, and I see that that's going through pretty much through to December.
Yes, it's really cool right now because we have a lot of show in Quebec, and if, like, each place it's already like sold out, so it's really cool. And I have to go on to like push my career out of Quebec because it's really important for me going on Canada and maybe Europe too. So it's gonna be fun. It's a tough road for me because you know, it's not my first language, but I try so hard to talk English, and it's really fun. You know, I like very much that language too. So it's more easy when you like that, you know what I mean? So it's fun, yeah.
Oh, for sure. And you're doing great. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing fantastic.
Like, I'm always stressed because it's, you know, it's tough, and I'm always thinking in my head. So it's like, but it's really fun.
No, you're doing fantastic.
Thank you.
So why this genre? Like, you're originally from Quebec, and I know that they have country music in Quebec, like a French country. Is this just the type of music that speaks to you more?
Well, it's more like Western country in Quebec, and it's not the same thing of like the rest of Canada because it's French, first of all. Mm-hmm. And it's more like old country stuff too. So it's I'm one of the, like, first, not the first, but one of the first new country artists in Quebec, so it's really cool because it's, I'm gonna try to open the door for Canada, like, artists from Canada in Quebec, because we have, a big fan base in Quebec. Everybody like the new country, you know what I mean? So it's really cool for that. Yeah, that's it.
Do you see a lot more English-speaking artists coming to Quebec and people in Quebec enjoying that music as well?
People in Quebec enjoy really, really, really much Canadian music, I think, personally. When artists from Canada came in Quebec, it's really huge, you know what I mean? Everybody likes the English country, you know, and so it's really fun for that. Because I play lots in Quebec with your Whiteboard Union and Tebe and Paul Brands, and everybody's there, and everybody that people too, like that artist. So it's really fun, and yes, it's really fun. If you talk with Brett Kessel, he sold out the Corona Theater in Montreal, and everybody where he goes, it's really cool. You know what I mean? So yes, people in Quebec like the English part of Canada and the country music, for sure.
That's so fantastic to hear, right? Because it seems like this Canadian country music trend is spreading, and it's spreading so much that it's spreading over to Europe and down to Australia, and it's wonderful to see that.
Yes, it's really cool, because you know what? The first time I started my project in Quebec, I was a little bit nervous because it's English, and all the radio station in Quebec, you don't have country radio station in Quebec. So I was okay, it's going to be tough, but I love that kind of music, and I'm growing up with that kind of music. So I'm going to do that with my heart, and let's go. You know what I mean? It's just going to be fun. And right now we are on the top in the Billboard in Quebec. We are in the top seller, so it's really cool. And I know that the Quebec people like that kind of music.
So you mentioned Tebe earlier, and you were recently signed to his label. How is working with him? How have you enjoyed that?
It's really cool, really fun. That guy, so he care about me, care about my language barrier right now, because it's a barrier for me. And you know, it's a true guy, and he helped me a lot. And it's the same thing for Danik Spell from Emerson Drive, and Joe Snell from it's my manager right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, doing really, really great with those people.
That's fantastic. I am so pleased for you, Matt. You're such a nice guy, and you have a phenomenal voice. So for me to see that you've won this award and this opportunity is so great. I wish you total success with the EP, but I think it's time for us to move over into the back 40. What do you think?
Oh, sorry, I missed something.
We're gonna move over into the back 40, and we'll have some more fun questions. So if there's kids in the room, if you get offended by language or get offended by anything, really, you might want to either press pause or turn it off if you have to. But we're going to talk about some more fun stuff that maybe doesn't always involve music. So Matt, I don't know if you heard the news today, but Josh and Justin Lester decided to quit Cold Creek County. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to tell you what Josh wrote on his Facebook page. He said, "We feel there are many problems with the way incentives work in the music business model that limit honest potential and the possibilities for truly great art being created." And that's no individual's fault, by the way. It's just really a side effect of the incentives in place in the current industry.
Uh-huh.
We will speak more on this eventually. So it sounds like he feels sort of that there's not really people who are working hard and working honestly, he doesn't feel are being rewarded for their work. What are your thoughts on that? That's a pretty big deal because this band has been through a lot of change.
Yes, it's pretty big, and it's like pretty big news because I don't know too much that band because I'm not like really in that industry right now. But when you work hard on your project and like it's really like bad and tough that industry, and yes, you have of course to work hard on that and on your project, and you have to take a like I don't know what if that makes sense, but you have to take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you take a risk and you put all your life on your project, it's hard when like someone quit the band. But if you have some like reason, some good reason like that, I think it's bad. But you have to think about that. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense what I'm saying. But
no, absolutely. At some point, you have to follow your heart, right? But the fact that he's saying he doesn't feel that there's reward for the work being done,
uh-huh.
I mean, I find that pretty harsh to say. I think there's a lot of people who are rewarded for their work. I think there are a lot of people who are not rewarded for their work on the other, uh-huh. at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's difficult. That's difficult to hear for the industry as well.
Yes, it's really, really tough. Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
So let me talk about being on the road. You're on the road a lot, seems like.
Yeah.
Do you ever like have any weird fan interactions? Weird gifts from fans?
Well, I think yes a lot because we tour a lot, and we saw a lot of things and show and after the show with the fan. But it's really like everybody's like really cool with me, cool with the band, and everybody like respect me too. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not too hard at this moment of my career, and I'm really like I care about my fans, and I'm really like I don't know what's the word for that in English, but it's posh. Like not far, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's I'm really like that with my fans. So it's not a big deal for me right now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. Everybody's like really fun with me, and yes, that's it.
Have you ever gotten any weird gifts from any of them?
Not really. Funny things, but not like bad things, you know what I mean?
Here's a weird question. What if somebody gave you an elephant?
I'm not sure about the question. What the question again?
If somebody gave you an elephant, like an actual live elephant,
okay.
What would you do with it?
Well, I don't know. It's a fun question, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't have like word for that. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Would you give it to the zoo? Would you keep it so you could ride him? I would keep him so I could ride him personally.
The only thing is probably to the zoo.
Probably to the zoo.
Sorry?
Probably to the zoo?
Probably yes, because yes, probably.
Are you an animal lover at all?
Dog lover. I'm not sure about the like the cat, but it's fine. You know what I mean? My girlfriend has two cats, so it's fine. It's just like when my girlfriend saw the cats, it's just like the smile. It's just fun. You know what I mean? So yes, I'm an animal lover for sure.
Yeah. So you're a dog guy. You tolerate the cats, though.
Yeah, big dog cat. Yes. Of course.
That is so funny because I think most men are dog people. I think guys have a harder time with cats. And I think it's because dogs are just so much more relatable to human beings than cats are.
Yes, you know, it's not like I don't hate the cats. You know what I mean? I just like more than a big dog, and yes, that's it.
So, what do you like to do to unwind? I mean, you're really busy right now. What do you do to just like, you know? Are you a beer drinker? What do you drink for beer? You like whiskey, obviously.
Yes, I like whiskey. I like beer. I'm sorry. Yes, I like whiskey. I like beer. And like on tour, I drink like not too much, but just for hanging with my team and after the show. And right now, I'm like always on show on tour, so it's fun. But you have to take it easy about that. You know, it's not because when it's too much, and like I like the beer and all that stuff. But you have to take it easy about that, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, it's a lot because you're out every night. And second of all, I mean, I just don't bounce back from a hangover like I used to, you know? I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't have, like, hangover morning, you know what I mean?
Really?
I don't know why, but I don't have hangover, so it's fun for that. But when I am on tour, it's like, important for me to give like my best at every show for like all my fans, you know what I mean? So I don't have to be like hangover all the time, and it's, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I'm really lucky guy because, I'm really lucky because I don't have hangover.
Depends what I'm drinking. If I'm drinking vodka or beer, I'll have a hangover. But if I drink tequila, I don't have a hangover.
Yeah, tequila is more tough. In the morning.
No, for me, I can drink margarita rocks all night and I'll be fine. I don't know why.
I can drink lots of whiskey and no hangover, but tequila, it's more tough.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it is tough. What is the one thing that you like to snack on after a night of drinking?
You talk about the drink.
Like after your drink, you've been out drinking all night, and you're hungry, and you want something to eat before you go to bed.
Yes, of course, some McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
It's like always good. You know what I mean? It's just okay. I'm gonna take 2 Big Mac and 1 cheeseburger and 4 nuggets, so it's gonna be fine after that. You know what I mean?
That's why you're never hungover, because
it's a trick.
That's the magic right there. That's what you're telling me?
Sorry?
That's the magic right there. That's what you're telling me.
That's it. Yes, yes.
Okay. Matt, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I don't know. You know, my big dream is to, like, I want to play a lot in the world. Right now I have to learn more my English, because it's tough for me right now, because everybody in Quebec speaks French, and I speak always French here, and when I'm going to Nashville or in the rest of Canada or in the rest of the world, it's more English.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to first of all learn my English, and after that, just in 5 years, I don't know, like I want to just play some music and have fun with my team, and if it's possible to have my team all the way with me.
So where can everybody find you online? Give us all your socials and everything so we can keep up and keep track with you, because you have a lot going on right now.
Oh yes, it's really like it's really fun. It's a long road for me, but it's really like tough, but it's really fun. Every day I learn a lot, so it's really fun. It's challenging for me right now, and I want to have a challenge in the future too.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when is the EP out? Is it out already?
the new EP is like Word and Whiskey, and after that I'm gonna release a new like song or EP. I don't know yet. It's gonna be a release in fall for sure. But yes, yeah.
Awesome. So you're at mattlang.com, correct?
Mattlangmusic.com, and the Facebook it's Matt Lang, and Instagram it's Matt Lang Music.
Matt, I had so much fun talking to you.
Yes, me too. Same for me. It's really cool, and thank you to taking time for me for that interview. It's really appreciated.
Absolutely.